Ukraine can achieve long-lasting just peace under Trump, Ukrainian Foreign Minister. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha has said that his country can achieve a long-lasting just peace under the leadership of U.S. President Donald Trump. On March 18th, during an annual geopolitical conference in India's capital city of New Delhi, Sybiha said that Kyiv was not the obstacle to a peace deal with Russia. "We are not the obstacle to achieving peace. We really expect from Russian side unconditional yes for ceasefire," he said. "Our approach, now is a time for diplomacy, for a strong diplomacy. We also really believe that with leadership of President Trump, we could achieve long-lasting, just peace." Trump. Sybiha accused Moscow of not wanting to end the war. He said that Ukraine will never recognize any of its territories occupied by Russian forces. Sybiha made the comments as Ukraine is waiting for clarity to emerge on the peace process after a phone conversation between Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, expected later on Tuesday. Trump on March 17th said Russia would agree to a 30-day ceasefire in its war with Ukraine and that many elements have been agreed to. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has consistently insisted that any peace deal must include security guarantees to ensure Ukraine's ability to defend itself against potential future Russian attacks. "Tomorrow morning, I will be speaking to President Putin concerning the war in Ukraine. Many elements of a final agreement have been agreed to, but much remains," Trump said via his Truth Social platform. "Thousands of young soldiers and others are being killed. Each week brings 2,500 soldier deaths from both sides, and it must end now. I look very much forward to the call with President Putin." Ceasefire. Trump had earlier confirmed over the weekend that the leaders plan on discussing a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. "A lot of work's been done over the weekend. We want to see if we can bring that war to an end," the president told reporters aboard Air Force One on March 16th. Trump said on Sunday the talks would involve land and power plants, adding that they have already discussed dividing assets between the two countries. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt also told reporters on Monday that this will cover some land and other assets. "There's a power plant that is on the border of Russia and Ukraine that was up for discussion with the Ukrainians, and he will address it in his call with Putin tomorrow," Leavitt said. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister, Alexander Grushko, said on Monday that Moscow wants guarantees that NATO will not accept Kyiv's membership in the security alliance. "We will demand that ironclad security guarantees become part of this agreement," Grushko told Russian media outlet Izvestia. "Part of these guarantees should be the neutral status of Ukraine, the refusal of NATO countries to accept it into the alliance." Rare earths. In February, Trump pushed for a deal for Ukraine's rare earth minerals, but some said the estimated $500 billion value was based on old data and exaggerated. Zelensky said that Ukraine has Europe's largest reserves of titanium, which are used in aerospace, automotive, and medical industries, as well as uranium, the primary fuel source for nuclear power reactors and weapon production. "Many of the titanium deposits were marked in northwestern Ukraine, far from the fighting," he said. He claimed that Russia knew in detail where Ukraine's critical resources were from Soviet-era geological surveys. However, Ukraine's rare earths and minerals may not be easy to extract. According to a February 13th report by rating agency S&P's Global Commodity Insights team, Ukraine is relying on a Soviet-era assessment of difficult-to-access rare earths deposits. Some are stuck behind battle lines or, in the case of the geological record for one of the sites, require advanced processing technology and a stable energy grid to extract, the report said, adding that the valuation of the deposits is based on decades-old data. Reuters and Kimberly Hayek contributed to this report,